hearing it. I'm not hearing anything but your voice.
First routine is from the book of Acts. Peter addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us? As though by our own power or piety we have made this man walk. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you have handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and righteous one, and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name itself is made man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given him his perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm for this morning is Psalm 40. Answer me when I call, O God, defender of my cause.
You said to me, "You are my heart rest, and I wish to know you with your heart of it."
You mortals, how long will you dishonor my glory?
How long will you worship my idols and honor the false gods?
Know that the Lord does wonders for the faithful. Tremble, then, and do not sin. Offer the appointed sacrifices. Many are saying, "Oh, that we might see better time." You have put gladness in my heart. I lay down in peace at once I fall asleep.
For only you, Lord, keep me all asleep.
Second reading is from the book of 1 John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all that have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he has revealed to take away sin, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The word of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Jesus said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Please be seated. So some of you know I had some work done in my house. It was a little more extensive than expected, as always. So I've been painting my bedroom and dining room ceilings and trim and walls, you know, like the primer coat, and then two coats of paint, and then changing my mind about the color. And in my bedroom, I had to strip the floor, so I spent 12 whole hours with my hands in and stripping the floor. And I don't know about you, but songs pop into my head when I'm doing things like that. And it used to be I would sing them aloud, but then I joined the community, and that's not really acceptable in a convent to be singing popular tunes out loud. But I found myself singing my head over and over and over again, refrains from Amazing Grace. Both the hymn and Chris Tomlin's version by Chamber are broken. Over and over and over, I've been set free. My sins are forgiven. Amazing Grace, over and over, starting to sing into me. This Easter season is rejoicing that I have been set free, that we have been set free. And that's the reason we don't say a confession in the Episcopal Church and in the Anglican tradition during the season of Easter, because Christ just died for our sins, and Christ is with us. And we hear it throughout the readings today. Our sins have been forgiven. Now, of course, we pick up the confession again in the discipleship season because we're still human and flawed. But for this season, we rejoice. But yesterday, as I was putting a stain and polyurethane on the floor, the song that kept coming to my head was, "This is my Father's world." And to my listening ears, all nature sings, around me rings the music of the spheres. I don't know all the words to the second verse, but what came into my head, and I sang it in my head, and the rustling grass I hear him laugh. He speaks to me everywhere. Now that's not the real words. In the rustling grass I hear him pass. But I kept hearing in the rustling grass I hear him laugh. Now that's not biblical. But I imagine Jesus with me. When I'm in nature, he is walking with me. When I'm in need, he is with me. When I rejoice, he is with me. And so, yes, I hear him laugh with me. And those are the two themes of this Easter season that weave together, that we are joyous because we have been set free, and that he is with us. And that's what we hear today in the Gospel of Luke. And it starts out very similar to what we heard last week in the Gospel of John. It is the day of resurrection. Now, in the Gospel of Luke, Mary and the other women go to the tomb, and they actually Mary sees the risen Lord in the garden. And she bows down and she kisses his feet. She touches him. She feels his warmth, his presence. She knows it is him. A little bit later, just sentences later in the Gospel of Luke, two people are walking on the way to Emmaus from Jerusalem back home, 6 miles. They're walking and thinking, what happens next? We don't understand all that is happening. And a stranger starts walking with them and starts recounting the scriptures to them. And when they get to the place that we're going to stay for the night, they recognize Jesus in the breaking of the bread. And they run back to Jerusalem and they're telling the disciples everything that they've seen. And then in the next sentence, we enter the scene today. Jesus appears to them on the day of resurrection. And the first thing he says to them is, peace be with you. Now, this type of peace is not just an absence of war or absence of strife. This is a deep peace that fills your very being. I think of when I hold a little infant, and you know, you're patting their back, and all of a sudden they go floppy zombie, and they sigh, and they're sound asleep. Not a care in the world, just totally at peace. And I think of those times when all the tension leaves my body. When I know that there is nothing wrong in the world, that Jesus is with me, that I am forgiven in all that I do, that deep peace. And like Gary said 2 weeks ago at Bible study, the shalom, or in Arabic, the salam, no tension, joy, at rest, peace. And then Jesus says to them, when they exhale and they're not as freaked out about seeing Jesus, he says, look at my hands and my feet. Touch me. See that I am not a ghost, is what he says to them. You can't see through me. You can't reach through me. I am real, flesh and blood. And then he takes it one step further. Do you have anything to eat? And they give him a piece of broiled fish, and he eats that in their presence. We know that ghosts don't eat. Well, they eat ghostly food, but, you know, real food. He is bringing them that peace, that assurance that he is always with them. Now, if I'm going to give my heart, my will, my life, my being to anything in this world, it needs to be alive. I'm not going to give my heart, my life, my will, my being to some inanimate object or something long gone. I think about all the heroes in this world. We read about the saints, and their stories are inspiring. And that's what they do. They inspire us. They encourage us. I think of the many heroes in this world, the ones who are willing to run into a fire or dive into a pool or throw themselves on a grenade. I think of first responders. I think of teachers. I think of scientists, the many, many, who have given their lives to save us. And I give thanks for them. But that's in the past. They inspire me, they encourage me, they give me hope. But I'm not giving my life to them. I will in my being to them. I need flesh and blood, living God. The God who died and lives again. The God that death cannot overcome or stop or end. And we hear the themes of Easter in all the readings today. In the book of Acts, Peter is talking to the Israelites, and he said, you seriously messed up. You had him put to death, but just like the scripture said, he rose again. And we have witnessed it. We have seen, we have touched, we have heard, we know he lives. But what Peter is also saying is, it's not too late. You too can be saved. And he ends by saying, repent therefore, turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. And I think of the magic eraser that takes stumps off the walls, wiped out, blotted out, taken out, no longer there. And we hear the same thing in the first letter to John. He says, see what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that's what we are. No one abides in who abides in sins. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. Now, I'd like to think that I abide in him 24/7, and it says here, if I did, I would sin, and I really believe that, but I'm not quite there yet. So I need his living presence, his reminder. And I love Psalm 4 that we said today, answer me, O God, defender of my cause. When I am hard pressed, you set me free. Have mercy on me and hear me. Only a living God, only one who cares about me, loves me, knows me, will answer when I call. And it says he defends my cause. He has mercy on me. And then it continues, you have put gladness in my heart, more than when grain and wine and oil increase, more than when all my physical needs are met, more than when I have all the security I need, stocked up in bags or under mattresses. You have put more than that in me. And verse 8 is, I lie down in peace that once I fall asleep, for only you, Lord, may me dwell in safety. And have deep sense of peace. I need to sing Amazing Grace to remind myself. I need to sing, this is my Father's world, and in the rustling grass I hear him laugh. I need to sing, I walk in the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and he walks with me, he talks with me, and he tells me that I am something. And as we sing the Alleluias of the Easter season, knowing that he is alive, I also sing the blessed assurance. Only in him can I find that peace. Where is it that you find that peace? Where is it that you experience Jesus? Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able and join me in the Nicene Creed found on page 358 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 358. We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all nations, seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate. Virgin Mary, and endless baby. For our sake, he was crucified on the conscious pilot. He suffered death and was buried. And on the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come again to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Giver of all, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers for the people of Form 6, we bow at page 392 in the rest of the common prayer. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work,
for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone,
for this community, the nation, and the world,
for all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
We pray for the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel, and all who seek the truth.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, Prince, our bishop, for Lindegary, our priest, and for all other bishops and ministers.
For all who serve God in his church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation, this morning we especially pray for Kimberly J., Jen and John and family, Don M., Jim L., Ray, Dick, Amanda and Billy, Bob R., Bonnie, Carson, Anne, Laura, Ashlyn, Betty, Jerry, Julie, and Ben. We also pray for Cheryl, Jean, Nicole, Brian, Cheryl, Elijah Jane and family, Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S., John, Muriel, Heather, Andy, Jim, and Marietta. We pray for Pam, Colleen, Steve, the food pantry, students and teachers, the first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn.
For Jim, for Brett.
Yeah.
For Jerry.
Hear us, Lord.
By your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom.
For Agnes McCall.
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, peace I give to you, my own peace I leave with you. Regard not our sins, but the faith of your church, and give to us the peace and unity of that heavenly city, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. Just a couple of quick announcements. Next week I am on continuing education, so the office is closed and there is no Bible study on Monday or Wednesday, but there will be Compline every night. You will be getting an email hopefully sometime this week in the next few days. We gave an Easter dinner basket to Amanda and Billy and their family and another family as well. And And Amanda and Billy are facing a really rough time right now. So we're going to be making meals for them, taking meals to them. And this email will have a lot more information about that so that you can help participate if you wish. I think that's it. Are there any announcements from the congregation? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Of all,
presenting you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us in your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the peace. Hallelujah.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. All are invited to come to this table. I invite you to come forward in a single line, keeping space between family groups, to purel your hands before you receive communion, and then to go around the side aisles to return to your pew, and then consume the host once you are in your pew. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
Those communion prayers found on page 365 of the Red Book of Common Prayer, page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.